And now, Carling Country. Carling, world brewers of the great American beer, present stories from America's foremost authors. Stories of trial and endeavor, of the courage of people. Stories from Carling Country. Tonight, Carling Country presents a story of deceit that takes place in the desert wastes of Southwest Africa. Illicit diamond buying and high tension in the story called The Skeleton Coast Incident. Started in the Transvaal, swept through the Orange Free State like a prairie fire, then set Natal alight and glowing. Now it's being hailed in every corner of the Cape Province, wherever men get together for a beer.
Oh, thanks. Mine's a Black Label.
Yeah, that's the beer for men.
The beer that has won over the taste of men. America's lusty, lively, Carling Black Label. Man, oh man, this is what real beer is all about. Strong, husky, lusty to the last lively drop. This is the man's brand. Carling's Extra Strength Black Label Beer. Now brewed in South Africa and on sale throughout the Republic. Get to know it and you'll stay with it. It's that sort of beer.
At the Fisherman's Arms in Swakopmund in Southwest Africa, doing very little but needing money to get out of there. Man was sitting opposite me, managing to look cool and as if she still had enormous faith in me. All I had in the world was a light aircraft and no petrol and a hotel bill. There was a little shadow under Nan's eyes that said that she too was worrying about the hotel bill. By the way, my name is Don Graham, and Nan has the misfortune to be my wife. Poor kid. Well, nothing for it. I guess we'll have to sell the kite.
Oh, Don, you can't. Not after the way you worked for it.
No choice, have we?
If you could arrange a loan, perhaps.
A loan? On what? We've already pawned your engagement ring.
What happened about the whale-spotting job?
Well, Svensson's a crazy man, but that wouldn't matter if I was sure there was money in it. Well, let's go down to the harbor anyhow. We could do worse, I guess. There's the whaling factory ship lying offshore. I think Svensson's probably aboard one of the little catching ships. Chasers, they call them.
Oh, they look awfully small.
Yeah, I get seasick looking at them. Hi, Svensson.
Hi, yourself. Come aboard.
Sven, I want you to meet my wife, Nan.
Oh, hi.
Sven's harmless, Nan. He just looks that way.
Hello, Mrs. Graham. Well, Don is a lucky person.
You're telling me.
Come, I'll show you around the ship. Oh, here, careful coming up on their platform, Mrs. Graham. Well, this is the harpoon gun. Every time I fire, dort schot. That shot.
What kind of charge fires these guns, Sven?
Well, same as a 4-inch gun. There's a rubber bung the harpoon sits on, like a launching pad. Uh-huh. And screwed on the nose of the harpoon is the grenade. It explodes on contact.
And the rope?
Well, it's flaked down there, see? Nylon lines these days, not the old heavy manila. Now, let's talk business, huh?
Well, we talked business. He was all for making a hard bargain. A cautious Norwegian whaleman always will. I told him I'd think it over. But when we got back to the hotel, there was a man wanted to see me, and I met him in the bar. His name was MacAllister, a Scot with an open face and untidy hair. A man you couldn't help liking.
Ah, so there you are. It's a charter flight, and I'll pay you well.
Just as long as you understand that this is diamond country. I'll have to talk to the authorities, you understand that? They're suspicious about people just flying about gaily over the Skeleton Coast. And I'm not a South African citizen, either.
Take it from me, Mr. Graham, I have nothing to hide. The facts are on record. You remember the liner Tamarisk?
Yeah, she was torpedoed during the war, wasn't she?
No, that's right. She went down off the coast.
But there's nothing left but a rotting hulk under the water, just offshore. The tide races in there, and you couldn't reach her anyway if you're thinking of salvage.
Salvage? I suppose you might call it salvage, Mr. Graham. I'm trying to save my own soul.
I don't think I quite follow you.
The Tamarisk went down quickly, and only a handful of people got ashore. They were eventually taken off by aircraft. All but two, that is. My brother, Peter MacAllister, was one of those two. He died from exposure.
Yeah, I get it. But why go there now?
The dead are dead, true enough. My father and mother are dead, too. Before my father died, I promised him I'd travel out to the lonely spot where Peter had lost his life after saving the lives of others. I said I'd put the grave to rights and bring back a photograph of it. Well, I never did.
Yeah, I guess all of us have stories like that in the past.
I was fond of Peter, and he died a hero's death. I'm not over-sentimental. Most of my life's been given to making money. But, well, there it is. That's the story.
It's easy to see a man could feel that way about his own brother. Or about a buddy, come to that. Sure, people do make sentimental journeys.
Then you'll take me?
Yeah, but with the reservations I mentioned, sure.
Well, the facts can easily be checked by the authorities.
Oh, I don't disbelieve you myself, but the touchiest subject here is what they call IDB, illicit diamond buying. It usually involves the theft of diamonds from the mines, to start with.
I've heard something about that.
Let me say frankly that if you have anything like that in mind, forget it, here and now. You won't get away with it. Once upon a time, maybe. Not today.
Nothing's further from my mind, Mr. Graham. You know the coast well, I suspect.
Reasonably. I was flying for Western Concessions when they were prospecting for diamonds in the old riverbeds. It came to nothing, and I was left holding the bag. You know how it is, bankruptcy. What does it get you trying to sue for your money?
Frankly, I wondered what you were doing here.
Well, that's my sad story. Forget it. Okay, then. It's a deal. Shake on it.
Of course.
We'll take off at dawn tomorrow. If I'd had any sense, I would have gone out then and got myself arrested. The Skeleton Coast is grief for any man. Fascinating grief, like a too beautiful woman or a dangerous airplane. But grief, just the same. Nan warned me, but I wouldn't listen.
Don, you must be out of your mind.
We need the money, baby. Drink.
I need you more than all the money in the world, you crazy man. No, thanks. No drink.
Mind if I do?
I can't stop you, can I? When could I ever stop you? That is a landing on soft sand out there.
There's Western Concessions' old airstrip, a mile from the coast.
For all you know, there's a sand dune across it by now.
For all we know, there isn't.
And this MacAllister, what do we know about him after all?
I'm a good judge of people, ma'am. He's a nice guy. Any man who would travel all those miles to put his brother's grave to rights would be a nice guy.
Don, do you honestly believe that story?
Oh, for crying in a bucket, baby. The security boys have checked on him. The story's true in every detail. Man, there isn't much danger. And life's dangerous anyway. Cheers, doll. And stop worrying, will you?
All right. To your crazy expedition. And... oh, Don, take care of yourself. Don, I love you so.
I'll never know why. see you soon, chick. It'll be okay, you'll see. Oh, one thing you can do.
Uh-huh.
Tell Sven I'll take the charter and see him in a day or so. Check?
Check. I suppose I just worry too much.
We can go now. I've registered the flight plan. They've approved.
Great. I don't know what it means to me.
Well, maybe I can guess a bit. I had a kid brother killed in Vietnam. Climb aboard.
Benson, ahoy!
Ah, Mrs. Graham. Come aboard. So there. I saw Don's aircraft take off.
Yeah, he has a short charter. Said he'd see you in a day or two. I advise him not to take the charter, but, well, you know Don.
Oh, sure. But the man has a living to make. Now, what's wrong with the charter?
A man wants to fly to the Skeleton Coast to see his brother's grave. The brother died of exposure after a ship called the Tamarisk sank there in the war. Over 20 years ago, Sven. Does it make sense?
Maybe to some men. Sure, I reckon it might. Only thing is, remember, Don can take care of himself. Like I say, a person must earn his living the best he can. Now, come on in the cabin. Tell me all about it.
Hulk. You can see her when the surf clears at every wave.
Aye, I've spotted her now.
The landing strip is about a mile inland from here. We'll get this thing on the ground and then walk back.
Well, we made it one way anyhow.
Thanks to you. A remarkable piece of piloting.
Thanks. It's quite a country, this. All sand dunes and rocks on the edge of the Namib Desert. The Great Thirst Land.
Uh-huh. Yet men have traveled through it.
Sure. They say you can find water if you know where to look. I'd hate to try it myself.
I wouldn't know how to start trying. Shall we take the gear and head back for the coast?
Yeah. We'll travel on the compass. It's easy to get lost among the dunes. Let's get the kit unpacked. Took the provisions we'd bought and headed back for the coast. MacAllister carried a short entrenching spade, the sort the army uses. It reminded me of the reason for our journey, a tribute to death.
Is it?
Yes. Peter MacAllister died 1943. That's his grave, all right. Here, take the spade.
Take the spade? What for?
To dig with.
But why dig, anyway? And why me? Hey, well, what are you supposed to be doing?
I'm standing at a safe distance, you poor mug with this gun trained on you. Those spades can be deadly weapons at close quarters. Here now. Just start digging.
MacAllister was, well, whatever he was. But the gun in his hand was steady, and he seemed to know how to use it. So I began to dig, scared of what I might find. The heat was like the glow of a blast furnace, and the eternal waves of the skeleton coast crashed in against the long sand beaches.
Sir, you're crazy.
That isn't really a grave, and I'm not really called McAllister.
When I said you were crazy, I didn't mean that. How can you hope to fly that aircraft back without me?
I'm at least as good as you are, Graham. Go on digging.
You mean you're a pilot?
Right first time. I said go on digging. You said that Western Concessions went bankrupt. Ever wonder why?
You tell me.
They had a job foreman named Kirkdale. Lonnie Kirkdale.
I know. So what?
I hate to say this about any man, but he was dishonest. He didn't hand over all the stones they found in the old bed of the Mootab River. He dug a nice deep hole and buried them on the foreshore. Then he just moved the marker from Peter McAllister's grave. Shameful thing to do. But it marked the diamond cache.
How did you discover this?
Keep digging and I'll tell you. I met Kirkdale in a bar in Johannesburg. He was broke, begging for drinks, with a fortune in his cash out here in the coast that was driving him mad.
So he told you?
I heard that I was a pilot and, shall we say, slightly sharp. He needed help to recover the stones.
Where's Kirkdale now?
Or as you'd expect with a dishonest man, he came to a thoroughly bad end. Nobody will ever find his grave either.
You can't get away with this.
Oh, that's a line from a cheap film. I've been getting away with things all my life. I'll refuel at Swakopmund, take off again immediately to rescue you, Don. Once I touch Johannesburg, they'll never find me. Hit it? Good. So Kirkdale wasn't lying. Just drop the speed and back away. Don't try anything.
Don't worry. I won't.
Keep going. A tin box full of pretties, just as Kirkdale said. The clippies, the shining stones. Translated in terms of the sweet life, this is quite a discovery, Graham.
What are you going to do with me?
I'll decide later.
Get rid of me the way you did Kirkdale?
No, I don't think so. I think I'll just take off and let you walk home. I'll say hello to your wife for you, fair enough.
Better shoot me now, McAllister, or whatever your name is.
Oh, like it fast and easy.
Because I'll see you hang for Kirkdale if you leave me.
Oh, don't be dramatic. I don't want your body found with a bullet hole, that's all. Now walk in front of me to the aircraft. Wish me luck, Graham. No, I wish you luck. Truly, Graham. Now back away from the plane. 100 yards will do. That's far enough. Well, tot scenes. And you know what they scribble on the walls? Graham, Yankee, go home if you can.
So he left me standing, literally. I had practically no water. And not much food. No way of contacting anybody. I had a compass. It was then I remembered the deserted camp of the Western Concession Company, half a mile from the airstrip. There should have been a radio transmitter there, but when I found it, of course, there was no power. I lay down in one of the shacks and went asleep after a while. I wasn't going to be caught out among the dunes in the dark. I remember thinking about Nan, wondering if she might suspect anything and what she might do about it.
Hi, Spencer.
Ah, hello. Come aboard. Did you hear anything from Dawn?
Oh, no. That's worrying me. I expected him to call through on the transmitter and say goodnight. He always does.
And nothing this morning?
No, not a thing.
I was just fixing to test this harpoon gun, but of course that can wait. Let's just walk ashore and check with the airport control. There's a telephone in the harbor master's office.
Oh, that's a good idea. He should be on his way back now, Sven, and he's bound to report.
Well, maybe his radio's on the blink.
Oh, how likely is that?
Well, it happens sometimes. You know exactly where he was headed?
For the wreck of the Tamarisk, as I understood it.
I tell you what, if he hasn't been through to ground control at the airport, we'll come back to the whaling ships and get through to Southwest African Police air patrols on shortwave. They can check if there's anything suspicious.
Like a burned-out airplane that tipped over in the sand? Oh, Steve, I'm scared.
Oh, there's nothing more wrong, probably, than a fault in the radio sets. If they go wrong, our shortwave sets aboard the catchers sometimes do.
You know it's unlikely.
Sometimes the unlikely is exactly what happens.
I had a hunch. Perhaps I'm imagining things. Oh, so easy to be smart after the event, as the man says. But I didn't like McAllister or the trip.
Let's check up with the police. Come on, then.
I found a water tank half filled with brackish water. I sipped at it, ate the last of the food we'd brought with us. Every instinct tried to force me to reach civilization. Here, there was only the sound of the wind in the empty camp and the far-off thump of seas against the shore. So I forced myself to stay in the shade and stay quiet. The betting was that somebody would discover what had happened within a day or so. If I stayed put, they'd look for me. If I tried to walk, I'd walk into death. Not for the first time, all my hopes were on Nan.
Well, that is that, Nan. Whatever has happened, it's been taken care of. The police patrol planes were looking at the old Western Concessions camp and report. If they find Don's aircraft, they'll investigate. If they don't, they'll flash us back here and a search can begin.
Oh, you've been marvelous, Sven.
I just like your crazy husband, that's all. He's got what it takes, and I wish he'd work with me.
But I'm still scared, Sven.
I don't blame you.
Oh, gee, thanks for everything, Sven.
Well, I'll just turn the radio on and see. Well, that sounds familiar.
It's Don! Sven, it's Don's aircraft.
It's coming in too low. That isn't like Don. Maybe he's in trouble.
Well, the motor sounds okay.
Just hand me the glasses, binoculars. They're on the shelf under the chart table. Thanks. Focus on him. Right. Nan, there's only one man in that plane, and it isn't Don.
What?
See if you can make anything out of it.
Give me the binoculars. Sven, that's McAllister, the man who charted Don's plane.
Wilson, pull her up. I've got to take off immediately.
Where's Mr. Graham, sir?
He broke a leg. Oh, such a stupid accident. Slipped down the side of a dune. I'm picking up Dr. Lansing at Otterbeesa and heading back.
Why come here, then?
Oh, use your head, man. I didn't trust the fuel supply. And don't worry if you'll get paid for the petrol here. I didn't bring Graham back with a compound fracture. Let the doc splint it on the spot. Here, take your money.
Oh, thanks. Hope Mr. Graham's going to be okay.
The quicker you get the tanks filled, the quicker I'll be able to fix him up.
Right. You can be off inside 5 minutes.
Oh, thanks. Just lucky I can fly a kite, eh? Or we'd have been in a fine mess. As it is, we can save his life, if not his leg.
There may have been an accident, Sven. We can't be sure.
Well, I'll contact the police on the radio. If there'd been an accident to Don, McAllister would have reported it to the police.
Perhaps he couldn't. Suppose he couldn't use the set.
Well, he flies well enough. GXTRD calling Southwest Africa Police Headquarters. GXTRD calling Southwest Africa Police Headquarters. Come in, please.
Southwest Africa Police Headquarters replying to GXTRD. Identify yourself.
This is the whale chaser N7 of the Svensson fleet. Over.
Go ahead. Over.
Have you any information on Mr. Graham, the pilot believed missing on the Skeleton Coast? Over.
One of our aircraft just picked him up. He'd been stranded on the coast by an IDB man named McAllister. Over.
That dirty murderer. He's here at Swakopmund Airport. Over.
He's wanted for 3 murders. The plane carries a fortune in stones. Over.
Then come and get him fast. Over.
We're on our way. And he's dangerous. He'll kill on sight. Over and out.
Thanks for the tip. Over and out.
The plane's taking off.
Come with me.
Where are we going?
The harpoon gun. A free harpoon with no line attached. Put in the charge. Screw the grenade on the nose.
You can't. Then you can't.
Oh, you watch me.
Oh, don't. It's murder.
I'll see Don gets a new plane, Nan. This man is a killer. Wanted by the police for murder.
Please don't.
He's coming in nice and low. As he turns, I'll help him. There.
No.
Feel the same as you, Nan. Sven should have left him to justice. But Sven's a hunter, and he was red with anger at the way Mac left me in the desert to die.
Shh. Let's forget it, my darling. Perhaps Mac himself would have chosen that way.
Rather than the trial and the rest, huh? Perhaps. Anyway, they've recovered the stones, and we get the reward. That means more than just a new plane, and the company offers to pay that anyway.
Don, you never feel you'd like to give up flying?
No, never. I'm sorry. Why don't I listen to you? But no, Nan, I don't want to give up flying. Not ever.
Then never let me force you into it. One thing I've learned about you, you're only happy if you're doing what you like best, darling.
Started in the Transvaal, swept through the Orange Free State like a prairie fire, then set Natal alight and glowing. Now it's being hailed in every corner of the Cape Province, wherever men get together for a beer.
Oh, thanks. Mine's a Black Label.
Yeah, that's the beer for men.
The beer that has won over the taste of men. America's lusty, lively, Carling Black Label. Man, oh man, this is what real beer is all about. Strong, husky, lusty to the last lively drop. This is the man's brand. Carling's Extra Strength Black Label Beer. Now brewed in South Africa and on sale throughout the Republic. Get to know it and you'll stay with it. It's that sort of beer.
Tonight's story from Carling Country was centered in the Namib Desert, Southwest Africa. Music especially composed by Sam Sklir. Next week, we present the story of a search in the tale called The Other Life, another in the absorbing series from Carling Country.